Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJack.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Wednesday, May 22nd. Right now, we're talking about the Jaguars and one of their division rivals, the Colts. The reason being, Kevin Clark, who works for ESPN, does a great job over there. He was on the Mina Kimes show this week, and he point-blank, unsolicited, said the Colts are better than the Jaguars. Now, I'm not here to bash his commentary or his analysis. I just kind of wanted to digest and discuss, take a look to see if I agree or disagree with what Kevin Clark had to say on the Mina Kimes show. Encourage y'all to go listen to it. Very good football podcast, right? So that's what we're going to do today. Are the Colts better than the Jaguars? Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out genjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear like the hat I am wearing right now. You can also become a channel member here on YouTube, help support what we do. So, these two teams, Jacksonville Jaguars, Indianapolis Colts, they're obviously in the same division. They play each other twice a year. So we get some pretty good evidence on a yearly basis as to how these two teams match up with each other, and we know a lot about each other, right? The Colts have not won in Jacksonville since 2014. Point blank. They've played here every year. Have not won in Jacksonville since 2014. Yes, these Colts are different to an extent. Shane Steichen, love him. He got that offensive line going last year, got Jonathan Taylor playing at a high level, the passing game performing fairly well, even without Anthony Richardson. But the defense, that's why I said they're somewhat different. That hasn't changed a lick. Gus Bradley is still their defensive coordinator. It's his third season with the Colts. And Trevor Lawrence, I'll tell you what, he loves playing against Gus Bradley's defense. I'll tell you that. The Jaguars, over the last two seasons during the Doug Peterson, Trevor Lawrence era, they have averaged 30 points per game against the Colts in the NFL. 30 points per game over a four-game sample size. They're 3-1, beating the Colts by an average of 11 points per game over that span. They beat the Colts twice in 2023, and they did it with relative ease. So for me, like quarterback and coaching wise, I think the Jaguars have the advantage. As much as I love Shane Steichen, and I do, I think he's a great offensive mind. I think he does a good job as a leader. I think he knows how to build around what his quarterback does well. And I really like Anthony Richardson. I was high on him in the draft, and this is a guy that might be one of the most exciting players to watch in the NFL in 2024. You cannot sit here and tell me that that combination is better than Doug Peterson and Trevor Lawrence. Doug Peterson, who has won a Super Bowl as a play caller and a head coach. Trevor Lawrence, who went healthy over the last 2 years, has been one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Watch the tape. Look at the advanced analytics. It's all there for you. Trevor Lawrence, he's about to get paid like one of the best quarterbacks in the league because he is. So as much as I want to root for Anthony Richardson, even though he is on a division rival, I just like the guy and I like Shane Steichen as well. You can't tell me that that's a better combination of quarterback and head coach going into the 2024 campaign. No chance. And then you talk about defensive coordinator. I'll easily take Ryan Nielsen over Gus Bradley. And, you know, I've got love for Gus as well. You know, spent more than a cup of tea here in Jacksonville. But this is a guy that has a very vanilla defense. He has mixed it up a little bit more in recent years. I think he's had to adapt. But it's a basic cover three Seattle scheme for the most part. And Trevor Lawrence has eviscerated it. Doug Peterson knows how to get his quarterback in a good position to take advantage of what that defense does. And I think the Jaguars have even more receiver talent this year. More talent overall on the offensive side of the ball. Definitely more talent on defense.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotions section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
I look at the Jaguars roster, compare the two rosters top to bottom. I think when you exclude quarterback, it's relatively close. Like, the Colts have a good roster. They do still have massive questions at cornerback, in my opinion, even more than the Jaguars do by a wide margin. Like, I think the Colts would be fired up to have either of the guys projected to start for the Jaguars, and Tyson Campbell, Ronald Darby. Their edge rush should be improved with Leatu Latu. Is he going to come in, though, and whip up on Cam Robinson or Anton Harrison in year one? I don't think so. Those are two very good pass-protecting tackles. So, love DeForest Buckner. Love their linebackers. They've got questions in the secondary. I don't think that's a great place to be heading into a season in which you're expected to try to compete for the division, compete for a wild card spot. I like the Colts. Overall, I like their roster. I like what they have in the coaching department. I like Anthony Richardson. I have them right now as the 15th best team in the league. So I think that they will be in the playoff race in the AFC. But I think the Jaguars will finish ahead of them. I really do. And I would not be surprised if the Jaguars sweep them the same way they did in 2023. I definitely think that they at least split with the Colts. There's just no evidence that the Colts are a better team than the Jaguars right now. There's not. It's like, you're looking at their free agent additions? What free agent additions? The Jaguars, they attacked their weaknesses in free agency, right? Arik Armstead, massive upgrade. Mitch Morse, massive upgrade. Ronald Darby, very good scheme fit at corner. They fixed their nickel spot as well, right? You have Darnell Savage, Antonio Johnson, and Jarian Jones that you threw at the nickel spot. There's just no evidence the Colts are a better team right now than the Jaguars. Again, I will take their combination of quarterback, coaching throughout, and overall roster talent over what the Colts have. I would do it in a heartbeat. Now, I think the Texans are the class of the division right now. Because when you look at the Texans, I know a lot of people want to say, well, they're just in the same place the Jaguars were last year. That's true to an extent, but the Jaguars sat on their hands last offseason in free agency. They decided, we're going to just try to keep it together, keep it all together. The Texans said, we're going to upgrade things. And now the Texans, they certainly had more cap space to work with than the Jaguars did last year, more flexibility to put their chips in. But the Jaguars could have done more last offseason to try to push things forward than they did. They decided not to do that. They decided to stand pat. So for me, the Texans, a team that down the stretch last year was definitely the best team in the division. And yes, the Jaguars did beat them prior to, you know, having the massive injury issue that they did down the stretch in 2023. I think the Texans showed that they can play with pretty much anyone. I think they are the class of the division right now with the moves they made this offseason. But if I'm tiering it out, the Jaguars and Texans are in a tier at the top. Texans 1, Jaguars 2. That's a tier at the top. Colts, they are next by themselves. Again, I think they are a playoff contender. I do. And then the Titans are at the bottom by themselves. I do not think that they are going to be in playoff contention this year. So for me, the Colts just are not in the same class as the Jaguars. They're not in the same tier of football team as the Jacksonville Jaguars. Not a bad team. A team that I think has upward momentum. I actually like the fact that they decided to bring back a lot of their guys this offseason. I liked their draft a good bit. I liked it a lot, really. I like Anthony Richardson, Shane Steichen. But the Jaguars are a better football team right now. The Jaguars should win more games than the Colts in 2024. And the Jaguars should probably, if not sweep the Colts, they should definitely go 1-1, have a better division record, and finish with a better record overall than the Indianapolis Colts. Would love to know what you guys think. Hit me up in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear. You can also become a channel member right here on YouTube. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. Have a good one.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.